The morning hits with a dead silence under the hood. No click, no grind. Just the flat weight of a battery that gave out sometime in the night. The air is cold enough to sting your fingers, and the street is still dark. You stand there with jumper cables in your hand and a tight sense of pressure building in your chest. Traffic will rise soon. You need that engine running before the day gets teeth. You check the ground around you. Wet pavement. Moving shadows. A car rolling by a little too close. You pop the hood and the weak light shows corrosion on the posts and a sag in the cables. You steady your breath and force your attention into the work. This job is simple when done right and dangerous when rushed. You line up the donor vehicle, kill both engines, lock the brakes, and take one last look at the battery. You have one clear goal: bring it back to life without making a mistake. Chapter 1, The Setup. You start by reading the scene like a job site. The sky is still dim and the wind pushes grit across the pavement. You set your feet wide and keep your focus tight. A dead battery is simple on paper, but the risk sits in the small things. Sparks, slips, wrong contact. You lift the hood and the cold metal sends a sting through your hands. You study the bay without rushing. You check the housing, the cables, the posts. The battery sits low and dull. No life. You reach in and test the terminals. They carry a thin crust of corrosion that flakes off when you brush it. You push gently on each cable to see if one has loosened overnight. Both hold, but the corrosion tells you the contacts have not been healthy for a while. You step back and test the lights. Nothing. No dome light. No dash icons. The starter gives no click. The battery is dead. You accept that and move into the next step. You look over the area around your vehicle. You judge how other cars move along the street. You do not want to be caught between bumpers. You pick a clean angle where a donor vehicle can nose in without forcing you into traffic. You keep your movement steady as you guide the second car into place, close enough for cable reach, far enough to keep both vehicles from touching. You kill both engines. You set both parking brakes. You put the transmissions in park. You step out and stand between the two open hoods. The wind pushes your jacket back as you pull out the jumper cables. You lay them out along the ground to read the length and check the clamps. The metal teeth show no cracks. The insulation looks clean. You run your fingers along the red cable and then the black. You want to know every inch before you attach them. You lift them up and face the dead battery again. You wipe the posts with a dry cloth. You want clean metal for a safe connection. You check the markings, positive on the left, negative on the right. The symbols are faint but clear. You hover the red clamp near the post without touching it. You feel the weight of the first move. The order matters. One wrong contact can send a spark strong enough to take the job sideways. You pull back and check the donor battery too. You move to the donor car and raise its hood higher. You search for the posts. They sit clean and tight with bright metal exposed. You take a breath and study both bays at once. You do not attach anything yet. You map out your sequence in your head. Donor positive to dead positive first. Donor negative to chassis ground after. You trace that order again until it hits your muscle memory. You look once more at the dead battery. Its surface holds a faint shine from the cleaned posts. You know the next step is the connection, but you refuse to rush. You lift the cables off the ground. You lock your grip and step into the gap between the vehicles. The pressure settles across your shoulders. The question hangs there. Will you make the first contact clean? The chapter ends before you move. The clamps sit in your hands. The wind carries the smell of wet asphalt and metal. You hold the cables steady, waiting for the moment you commit. The connection will decide everything. Chapter 2, The Charge. You close your hand around the red clamp and move toward the donor battery. You keep your elbows tight and your eyes locked on the post. You press the jaws open and bite down on the clean metal. The clamp holds firm. No shift. No slip. You test it with a light tug and confirm it is seated. You follow the red cable toward the dead vehicle. You move slow. You do not let the clamp swing. You reach the dead post and lock the red clamp into place. The connection holds, and you feel the first rise of control. You step back and trace both red lines with your eyes. No tension, no twist, no contact with any moving part. You switch your grip to the black clamp. The air feels heavier now. The risk sits closer. You open the jaws on the donor vehicle's negative post and attach the clamp. You test the grip with a small pull. It locks clean. You move to the dead vehicle for the final connection. You do not place the black clamp on the dead battery's negative post. You look for a solid ground point on the engine block or frame. You find a bare metal bracket away from the battery. You press the clamp open and attach it there. The metal holds. The line stays steady. The circuit is complete. You walk the full system again, red to red, black to ground, cables clear of belts and fans, both hoods secure, both vehicles stable. You step to the donor driver's side and slide into the seat. You turn the key and the engine fires. You keep it alive with a steady idle. The alternator begins feeding charge down the cables. You listen for changes in pitch or vibration. Everything stays level. You step out and walk back to the gap between the cars. You study the clamps under the rising noise of the donor engine. No smoke, no heat, no shaking. You place the back of your hand near each clamp to check temperature without touching metal. All remain cool. You watch the cables for signs of stress. Nothing moves. The system holds. You leave the vehicles connected for a slow build. The dead battery needs time to take the first push. You count the minutes in your head. You check the sky. Traffic noise picks up near the corner. You keep your attention locked on the clamps. Any change will signal a problem. The air smells like exhaust drifting through cold wind. You stay focused. After enough time passes, you walk to the driver's seat of the dead vehicle. You do not start it yet. You turn the key to accessory and watch for signs of life. A faint glow hits the dash. A weak chime breaks the silence. The battery is taking charge. You return the key to off and step back outside. You brace yourself for the next move. The first start attempt carries its own pressure. Too soon and you waste the charge. Too late and you lose time. You put your hand on the doorframe and steady your breath. The cables hum with the donor engine's pull. The question rises. Will the dead battery hold long enough to turn the engine over? You slide into the driver's seat and set your feet. The key sits still in the ignition. You look once at the gauges. They rest low but not dead. You keep your hand steady and draw a long breath. The moment presses in tight. Every step has been leading here. The charge is ready. The system is stable. The engine waits behind the silence. You turn the key. The chapter ends before the engine responds. Chapter 3, The Revival. You hold the key in the start position and feel the engine strain. The starter turns slow at first. The sound drags through the cabin like it is fighting cold metal. You do not overhold it. You cut the key back to off and listen to the silence settle. The battery took part of the charge, but not enough for a clean start. You wait. You let the donor vehicle push more power into the system. You give the cables time to cool and stabilize. You sit still and count out another window. The dash shows a little more strength now. The interior lights hold steady instead of flickering. You turn the key again. The engine spins faster. It shakes, but does not catch. You release the key and breathe through the pressure. You keep the intervals controlled. You know too many attempts will damage the starter. You step out into the cold air and check the clamps again. The red lines stay firm. The black ground point holds tight against the frame. No smoke, no burn. You listen to the donor engine. Its idle has not dropped. It continues to drive current into the dead battery. You reach into the bay and place your hand near the cables. They remain cool. You decide the system is safe for one more attempt. You move back into the seat. You plant your feet and steady your hand on the key. The third try feels heavier. You turn it with a slow, controlled motion. The engine turns. It coughs once. Then again, the battery pushes out everything it has. The engine catches and stumbles into a weak idle. You hold your breath as it settles into a low, steady rumble. The dashboard lights rise to full strength. The revival holds. You do not celebrate. You keep the engine running and step out to handle the final work. This part needs discipline. You walk to the donor vehicle and reduce the idle slightly. You keep it steady. You do not shut it off yet. You return to the gap between the cars and look at the clamps. They sit calm under the noise of both engines. You start the disconnection sequence. You reverse every step. Ground clamp first. You release the black clamp from the dead vehicle's frame and let the cable hang clear of metal. You remove the black clamp from the donor post next. The system breaks without spark. You place the cable on the ground away from the bays. You switch to the red cable. You detach the clamp from the dead battery's positive post. You keep your grip tight so it does not swing. You step to the donor vehicle and remove the final red clamp. The circuit is open. Both batteries stand on their own now. The revived engine continues to idle without drop. That is your proof the jump took. You close the hoods and lock them down. You move to the driver's seat of the revived vehicle. You check the gauges again. Voltage holds. Idle stays smooth. You let the engine run for a long window so the alternator can rebuild the charge. You do not race the engine. You keep it steady and grounded. You think through the work. You handled the cable order. You avoided sparks. You controlled every attempt. The cost sits in the risk you managed and the time you spent in the cold. But the result stands in the steady hum under the hood. The battery lived long enough to bring the engine back. You pull into the street and listen to the tires roll over the wet pavement. The engine stays strong. The charge holds. You leave the scene behind with the clear understanding that the revival came from discipline, patience, and respect for the process. The line lands hard. The engine runs because you earned it.